Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is our Ask the Expert Hour, and we're pleased to be joined by not one but two people from the Minnesota State Fire Marshal's office. We have the State Fire Marshal, Bruce West, and we have the Fire and Life Safety Educator from the office joining us in studio, Amanda Swenson. Bruce, Amanda, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Steve, thank you very much for the invite, and we're happy to be here.
All right. Is this the most common type of residential fire? Starts in the kitchen.
Well, cooking and heating are always our leading cause of fires in Minnesota, Okay. Our leading cause of structure fires. And so, Amanda, you know, we talked a little bit about heating already. And so, you know, I'm going to start off a little bit with cooking, and Amanda will talk a little bit about that. But we like to talk about distracted cooking. You know, Today it's like distracted driving. I mean, we all see all the people driving with their nose in their phones, you know, and they're doing their texting, whatever. But in the kitchen, there can be so many things going on, especially when you have family over. You may have young children. You may have, you know, friends and family that are going on. And pay attention to what's going on in the kitchen, because kitchen fires can happen so quickly, especially grease fires. And so when you have a grease fire on a stove, I'm going to have Amanda talk a little bit about grease fires on a stove. And the Governor's Fire Prevention Day at the fair is coming up, and here we are talking about the state fair already. But the first Friday of the fair, we have a Governor's Fire Prevention Day at the fair, and there's a kitchen fire demonstration trailer that's there that people really need to stop and take a look. And I'll have Amanda talk a bit about some of the activities that are happening at Governor's Fire Prevention Day at the fair.
Yeah, so that first Friday of the fair, it's Friday the 24th of August, so mark that on your calendar, because there is a ton of different things to learn about for fire safety. And like Marshall West stated, that there will be a kitchen fire demonstration trailer. And so on a stovetop, they have a small pan with cooking oil heated up until it starts on fire. And during the demonstration, take just a cup of water. Generally, when people try to extinguish fires on the stovetop, they'll use a lot more than one cup. But for this demonstration, just use one cup, pour it into that pan, and the fire that you see is explosive. It's a huge fireball because of that reaction between the oil and the water. And so very dangerous situation. But we encourage people, you know, don't put anything on it except the pan lid. So anytime you're cooking on that stovetop, keep a cookie sheet, a lid, something close by. So if there is a fire on that cooktop, slide the lid on top and turn off the burner, let it sit. If you remove that lid, you're going to add oxygen back in. The fire might start again, so let it just sit there until it cools.
All right, so that's the way to go. Fire extinguisher, we have one under the kitchen sink. Is that another good option, or do you need to tread lightly when it comes to a grease fire?
I mean, first choice would be the lid and slide that on top. Because oftentimes we find that people don't regularly keep up on the training, like we talked about earlier with the extinguisher, and may not be able to use it. The fire spreads quickly. There might be some splash from a cooking oil back on the person. So we really recommend having that lid close by. But if your option is an extinguisher, by all means, go with that. But if it is spreading, because fire spreads so rapidly, we want people to get out. I know it's a hard choice to tell people to get out of their home instead of fighting it. Yeah. But it moves so fast. We see people make that and become a fatal error every year.
A lot of people do have maybe the little 2.5-pound extinguishers in their kitchen area, you know, and training, you know, the use of that fire extinguisher is so important. Sometimes in the workplace, they get to learn how to do that. But, you know, we just don't want somebody to take that fire extinguisher and when they pull the trigger and they aim it right into the center of the pan and they're only a few inches away, and that's when it squirts out the grease. If you just do a sweeping motion, you're going to put some of that dry chemical on that pan, it's going to smother that fire out. But, you know, putting a lid on it, and like Amanda said, leave the lid on there, shut the burner off. Don't peek at it to see if the fire went out. Just leave it alone and then come back in a little bit and that fire will be smothered up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.